Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, thousands of heat-seeking missiles have been given to Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda has been given control of the towns and cities they have. Gaddafi's still fighting on, but the media has just moved from saying the war is over. U.S. troops are on the ground. Wayne Madsen's going to be popping in to cover that, the Iranian situation, all of this spy grid that's going on and now being more and more admitted. But, Ted, this is really big news that in your 30-plus years, and in my, even before you had Genesis, you were a sponsor of my show. You've been a sponsor about 15 and a half years, Ted. You've been there about a year and a half after I got on air or less. That I've never seen it where the general public buys when it goes down, which is what any good stockbroker or commodity trader will tell you. Buy low, sell high. That's when I buy. And I've never sold because I'm doing it as an emergency backup. But I have total confidence it would go back up, as I said Monday, as I said yesterday. And it is starting to go back up because of global devaluation of currencies. I would rather have a stable future and actually see gold and silver drop and my investments not be good. Because overall, the economy would be better. It would be better for everybody. And the other business operations we have would do better. It's a win-win. But I know that we're not going down that path. We're going the Weimar Republic path. And I've seen them do this, hammering the gold down and the silver down over and over again. And then it always retraces and only goes back up. But I guess it's taken four or five times of this happening in the last 3 years for people to finally get it. I mean, this is big news, Ted, that you're seeing 10 times the business you had a month ago, two or three times any previous record you had to that, even in bull markets. How big of a deal is this, Ted, that the people finally get it?
Well, I mean, I can tell you it's certainly a turnaround because in the past, when the market would fall, people would just back off and they'd quit buying. And it would give opportunities for me to go on, okay, I can see that it's time for me to buy because everybody else don't want it. But right now, with the governments, and I keep saying governments, but it's really not, with them in there manipulating and trying to raise the reserve requirements to get into a futures contract, they're messing with the paper system. But obviously the people of the world right now are looking at it and going, you know what? I don't believe you guys. I don't think that we're running into better economic times. I can read the news myself. I mean, my goodness, look what CNN had reported. It says Greece, Portugal, and Ireland are on life support. Italy and Spain are exhibiting worrisome symptoms. And Germany and France, the healthy ones, are suffering from global economic malaise.
And our listeners have heard all of our experts and ourselves tell them no matter how big the bailout, it's only going to get worse. That's why our credibility continues to rise, Ted. What do you see happening with silver and gold coming up in the next few weeks?
Well, I mean, for sure, in the next few weeks, it's going to be questionable as to whether or not the globalists will lose control over the futures market. They may be able to hold gold and silver at the $1,600 to $1,700 level for a little while. But you know what? They will lose control, and it'll continue to increase. I can tell you this. In my lifetime, I've never seen a time where the dollar's gained purchasing power and inflation has gone in reverse, and I've actually been able to buy more with my money. It just hasn't happened. Cars have gone up. Everything has gone up. Houses and whatever. You name it. But now we're sitting in this crisis thing, and they're thinking that they can solve this problem by making it so you can't trade futures contracts. I mean, it's like, you know, what they're trying to do is they're trying to pass legislation to force people out of the gold market, and that's just not going to happen. It's not going to push people back into the currency and think that paper's better again. People want to have gold because they know they can trust it. And that's why people are buying it right now, and they should be. And, you know, a perfect example as to why they should be getting involved with those silver dollars that we talked about and the video and the book. I mean, now's the time to be moving. You have the opportunity. The prices are low.
You're right, Ted. Folks, take advantage of it today. 800-686-237. Ted has two silver dollars, a great book, and a film exposing the globalists with shipping for $77. 800-686-2237. Ask about other radio specials when you call.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up later in the transmission, I'm considering playing the audio. You can make it out, but I don't know if it's worthy of radio. It might not come across too good for our AM stations out there. It's up at InfoWars.com. It's up at DrudgeReport.com at the very top. Easiest place to find it. You can hear the audio to the newspaper, and the governor is clearly North Carolina Governor Bev Perdue, a Democrat, is proposing suspending the congressional elections for the cycle so legislators can focus on fixing the economy. And it was serious. The newspaper has said it was like it was serious. This is the kind of stuff that's being talked about. We already have a super Congress. Obama's already launching wars without congressional approval and saying he doesn't need them. The federal government is spying on us without warrants. I mean, it's all come out. TomTom, Facebook, all of them are spying on us without warrants, big time, in our face. And it's time that we face those facts. I want to go to Wayne Madsen on a host of issues, formerly with the National Security Agency. He's written for some of the biggest publications in this country, really doesn't need much introduction on this radio show. His website's WayneMadsenReport.com. He's also worked as one of the founders of Electronic Privacy Information Center, EPIC, that just does great work. And he joins us today to get into just a bunch of different issues. First off, Wayne, from what I've seen with the different telecommunications acts, the cell phones, the Facebook, the telecommunications systems, the OnStar. I mean, it's always been spying on everybody. This is a total merger of government and big corporations. From your research dealing with this, why do you think it's coming out now that OnStar is tracking you and listening to you with audio, and that Facebook's tracking everywhere you go, even when you leave Facebook, and TomTom's selling your data, or when you call and order a pizza, they're selling that data to the cops?
Well, I think this is something that's been going on as far as what's been on the FBI's wish list and other intelligence agencies and law enforcement agencies for quite some time. And now we're finally getting the devil in the details. And this is something that first started under the Clinton administration when we had this huge battle over the government retaining encryption keys to be able to decode encrypted communications. And we fought strenuously against that. And the FBI and others always said, oh, we only do this in the event of a smoking gun, a kidnapping situation, all these, you know, worst case scenarios. And we always knew they were lying about it, that they just wanted to have these capabilities for their fishing expeditions. And lo and behold, that's what we seem to have now, that there is no criminal predicate when the FBI and the NSA and these other agencies conduct these forms of electronic surveillance. And here we have everything is basically fair game. Everything's on the table as far as surveillance is concerned.
Well, Wayne, where is this going? Because you have this coming out now. It's Facebook and TomTom and OnStar and the rest of them telling on themselves. They're trying to send out little customer announcements. Hey, by the way, our main business is not you paying for your subscription. We're tracking everything you do and selling it to insurance companies, you name it. I mean, this is beyond 1984.
Well, that's right. I think what they're trying to do is cover their butts from lawsuits, from customers and people who feel that their privacy has been invaded. We had this battle a long time ago, too, on the issue of opt-in or opt-out as far as, you know, this type of surveillance is concerned. And clearly we have these companies now engaging in an opt-out, that you're already in their surveillance system, but now it seems like you don't even have the choice of whether to opt out or not.
Well, yeah, so that was the new controversy, is they've always said, hey, we're spying on you, but people wouldn't read their little terms and conditions. Now they're saying, we don't care if you buy the car and never turn it on. We're going to track everything you're doing. I mean, this is an outrageous, outrageous power grab.
Well, absolutely, and of course they're sharing it with not only the government, but they're selling this information to other companies. And people always say, well, you know, what do you have to fear most, private companies or the government? Well, it's always been the case that the government and these private companies that traffic in this type of personal information are working together. So there's really no line between the two.
Now, Wayne, is there anything else you want to add on this subject before I shift gears to Libya?
I would just tell people, you know, that they need to be. What I do when I meet a confidential source is I get rid of the electronics altogether. And when I meet somebody, it's face to face, and I take precautions that I'm not followed, that there's no boom microphones or shotgun microphones in the area. And if people want to engage in personal and sensitive confidential communications face to face, it's the only way.
And even then, you got to watch it, because they've got gunshot detectors in most cities that are actually high-powered acoustical microphones. They put these in 98 in Austin, and the actual government grant admitted that that was a high-powered acoustic shotgun mics that can be directed and listened through the windows of your house from the vibration to the membrane that can listen to people hundreds of yards away. But they told everybody in Austin it was gunshot detectors to triangulate where the gunshots come from. And now they're all over the city in most areas, in parks, listening to everyone. Think about it. Land of the Free, home of the brave, and OnStar admits they've got audio listening to you, and they're selling where you go to the cops and to corporations. And even if you don't want it on, it is. Now, looking at Libya, of course, you've been to Libya recently, and Gaddafi's still there, still fighting, but now it's kind of moved off the front page of the news. And we have the al-Qaeda commander who's in charge of Tripoli. It looks like he may be the new leader of the whole country. this Abdul Belhaj guy, now writing articles for The Guardian. We have that article out today at Infowars.com by Tony Cartolucci, breaking it down. But here's ABC News. A few weeks ago, they were worried about heat-seeking surface-to-air missiles that could, you know, take down any passenger liner they want. Now they admit thousands of them are missing and have fallen into the hands of Al-Qaeda. But and we're told they're having to move drones into Libya to bomb the rest of Africa because of Al-Qaeda. But they just put Al-Qaeda into power. So this looks like a real setup by the system to take even more liberties, saying they're protecting us from Al-Qaeda.
Well, that's right. And we also know that from the ABC News report that now the Pentagon says they have to put personnel in Libya to be able to, you know, get these surface there, these man pads, these handheld or shoulder launched missile launchers. And so what we're seeing now is a reason to put boots on the ground. Now, we always knew that there were special operations in there, but now it looks like the Pentagon is going to use this report as a reason to put troops in Libya. And it's just, you know, it's another example of the U.S. Being ultimately behind, at least the CIA being behind these so-called Al-Qaeda brigades all over the world. I have a story up at my website today how the CIA is basically using Al-Qaeda, Jamaat Islamiyah, as a reason to destabilize or a means to destabilize the government of Indonesia, just like they've done in Pakistan. So this is the real purpose of these so-called jihadist groups. It's destabilization across from Morocco all the way over to Indonesia.
And they used them against the Serbs and the Russians, everybody else. But if you have any geopolitical understanding, any common sense, you knock out Gaddafi, who's made peace deals, to put Al-Qaeda in, and then, oh, now we've got to occupy the country and use it for AFRICOM, as you predicted, as I predicted, as a base to invade other countries to fight Al-Qaeda, who you actually just put into power. It's just a label. I mean, they could come just put an Al-Qaeda sticker on your door and say, well, we're taking your house. There's an Al-Qaeda sticker. It's a chess piece they move around to invade any country they want, even when they put the Al-Qaeda in power. I mean, it is... And Tony Blair can meet six times secretly with Gaddafi and invest with him. And all of this comes out and nobody gets in trouble. It's total la-la land. In closing, Wangs, I know you got to go. I understand Iran angry that U.S. warships and others are all around them, and that before the Iran-Iraq war had fully ended, the U.S. attacked and blew up most of the Iranian Navy, and that big naval engagement nobody seems to know about. But in the final equation here, this is a big provocation, and I see they're saying it's hypocrisy. If the U.S. gets mad about Iranian warships off our coast and international waters, well, why do you have your ships, you know, a half mile off our coast? But what's behind this?
Well, I would note that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Admiral Mullen, recently stated that he thought there should be a hotline, a military hotline, between U.S. forces in the region and Iran's military. They just prevent any sort of misunderstanding. You know, there's these Iranian speedboats that are basically under the control of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard that sometimes come out and circle U.S. warships. So this looks like it may be an attempt to scuttle that idea of Admiral Mullen to have this hotline by ratcheting things up. If Iran were to put ships off our coast, and it's not clear that they even have the capability, it would probably be something like we saw during the Soviet times, where Soviet task forces would skirt the U.S. coast on their way to Cuba. They would need some place to go to here in the Western Hemisphere.
We know, Venezuela, but let me stop you right there. I totally agree with that analysis. This is their military-industrial complex. Their hardliners don't want to make friends as well, because they want to use that as a way to stay in power.
That's right. That's right. And just like we saw during the Cold War, I mean, a year after Kennedy was basically eliminated by our military-industrial complex, Nikita Khrushchev was eliminated by the Soviet military-industrial complex. We went from a burgeoning detente, of course, to the icy years of the Cold War.
Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. Look forward to having you on for a full hour in the near future. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
You bet, Alex.
All right, there goes Wayne. Excellent analysis. So now I got to get my rights up because thousands of heat seekers have been given to Al-Qaeda. And our government put them in power and gave them the things. I mean, I'm sick of it. How obvious does it have to get?
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret. It's so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness,
we are back live. I'm going to open the phones up now to the balance of the broadcast. I would love to hear from you. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231 on any of the news items or issues I've raised or any subject that you would like to talk about. We'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. 31. I'm going to look at commodities and what's happening with food prices a little bit coming up in the next segment for part of the segment and then straight to your calls. I hope listeners call about this one. I mean, does anyone buy this? We just saw Libya, part of it handed over to Al-Qaeda. They're saying thousands of heat-seeking, shoulder-fired missiles are missing. So, I mean, I said, watch. They're going to go put Al-Qaeda in and then have to invade to get rid of Al-Qaeda. I mean, there's just no end to it. There's no end to the fact that they think you're blind and unaware of what's happening. And here's ABC News. Al-Qaeda to Iran. Stop spreading 9/11 conspiracy theory. I can hear good old boys. Boy, even Al-Qaeda told that Ahmed Dinajad over there in the Middle East. He's not in the Middle East. He's in Persia, but they call him a Middle Easterner. To stop saying that. Well, he's an engineer. And we've got thousands of American engineers and German and others. And the former Italian president, the former head of intelligence for the German government, their former defense sec. We've had him on. We need to get Andres Fambulo back on. He hasn't been on in years. He speaks pretty good English. He wrote the best-selling book in Germany, The CIA Carried Out 9/11, what it translates out of in German. And we are to believe, because the Associated Press and others will just take a message board comment and say, oh, Al-Qaeda took responsibility for making Santa Claus wear a red hat. I mean, it's just absolute baloney. The terror group Al-Qaeda has found itself curiously in alignment and agreement. Well, they do that all the time. With the great Satan, which it calls the U.S. In issuing a stern message to Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, stop spreading 9/11 conspiracy theories. That's got to really upset the globalists that everybody knows it's an inside job. In the latest issue of the Al-Qaeda English language magazine Inspire, and I know Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo have written articles about Inspire connected to the State Department and Israel and others. In fact, I want to report on this. The problem with my guys is they know so much because they study this stuff 12, 14, 15 hours a day that when I know when I go back there to Kurt and say, write about this, they'll go, but we did write about it a year ago. I know, I'll tell Watson, we've got to write about it over and over again. They are going to continue to put these lies out. The latest issue of the Al-Qaeda English Language Magazine put out by Adam Gadon, the grandson of the former head of the ADL. I mean, come on. Four of the five Al-Qaeda commanders in the top five, born in the U.S. I mean, imagine Al-Qaeda, anti-Israel all the way, if you believe it exists, going, oh, yes, our commander is Jewish. I mean, this is so ridiculous. In the latest issue of the Al-Qaeda English language magazine, Inspire, an author appears to take offense, an author, you mean at Langley, Virginia, to the ridiculous theory repeatedly spread by the leader of Iran that 9/11 terror attacks were actually carried out with U.S. government order to provide a pretext to invade the Middle East. I don't know, Dick Cheney wrote the PNAC document saying they needed a Pearl Harbor-style attack, killing at least 3,000 people, even name the number. I don't know how they got that so accurate. Somebody died at Pearl Harbor, 3,000 roughly, out of 9/11. They said a Pearl Harbor-size event. And they said to invade. The Iranian government has professed on the tongue of its president that it does not believe that Al-Qaeda was behind 9/11, but rather the U.S. government, an article reads. So we may ask the question, why would Iran ascribe such a ridiculous belief that stands in the face of logic and evidence? Totally Fed-written. That's funny because any real Al-Qaeda, and that's just jihadi fighters out of Saudi Arabia they just put in power in Libya, NATO, and our own government did, would know that there are four groups Western financed in the last decade, publicly in the last 5 years, the White House admitted this under Bush, launching terror attacks in Iran, and that, quote, Al-Qaeda are the ones always blowing up a plane with Iranian commanders on it or killing Iranian military people in their military cities. And then you read, and the White House says, yeah, we're using Al-Qaeda to try to overthrow Iran. And then we see this Al-Qaeda group saying this. I mean, this is written, when you read this, for the West. It'd be like if they said, yeah, the Dallas Redskins were fighting the Washington Cowboys. I mean, for a Middle Easterner or a Central Asian person, for any of those people, they read this and none of it makes sense. This is only aimed at ignorant people in the West. I mean, it's a comic book.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
How do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, your phone calls are coming up, and then in the next hour, I'm going to get into this in detail. Herman Cain describes Ron Paul supporters' concerns as stupid. What do you expect from somebody that worked at the Federal Reserve in policy and somebody who wants a national sales tax on top of the income tax and who supports the Patriot Act, torture, and everything else? Herman Cain ought to love Obama, but there is the novelty of the fact that he will criticize some of the other Republicans up there. And the fact is, he was designed, just like Rick Perry, to go after Ron Paul. And so you notice as Rick Perry's star begins to fall, at least for a period of time, they may try to sneak him back out later. Herman Cain now is ahead of Obama in the polls, 1 point behind him in others. Ron Paul is 5 points ahead. I covered that poll yesterday in a scientific poll ahead of Obama if the election was held today. A few points behind him in other polls. So Ron Paul, Herman Cain, uneducated, uninformed Republicans, you know, think Herman Cain's anti-establishment because they don't know his record yet, just like they were uneducated on Rick Perry, and we're going to educate him. I mean, I got to say, Herman Cain is not as bad as Rick Perry or Mitt Romney. I mean, it's hard to support Al Gore and support Hillary Care, and both of them, of course, big supporters and to be for gun control and go to Bilderberg group meetings. I mean, it's really hard. But Herman Cain's better. He actually works for the very group that Ron Paul's going after. But I mean, it's hard to be as bad as Rick Perry or Mitt Romney. That's why the establishment puts them forward as the front runners. Ron Paul, undisputed third place. As we destroy those two candidates, he will go into first place. That's coming up. Also, Jesse Ventura calls for NFL boycott over TSA-style groping. We've got some good news from the NFL. You know, I called for a boycott a few weeks ago, and they announced they're going to start groping your genitals and women's breasts. We've got some good news announced by the NFL. Not perfect, but it's some good news showing the power of the boycott. See, the feds want to bankrupt the airlines and then nationalize it, so they're more than happy to have a boycott of the airlines. They just don't want it all at once, and they don't want the blame. But on the subject of the NFL and shopping malls where you'll get a good groping, a good sexual molestation, the boycott is king. So we're going to talk about that coming up after I get to some of your calls as this hour ends, as we go into the next hour. 800-259-9031. Also, it's been confirmed, the governor of North Carolina was very serious when she said suspend the elections for the economic crisis. And that's been batted around. They have under Bush and now Obama executive orders that we've covered here for any emergency, including economic or any other unstated emergency, the president can suspend Congress for 6 months. And then under that power, he can then suspend it indefinitely. But he won't have to. Congress has already gone on spending and been turned over to the Council of 13. The 12 members of the House and Senate, and then the president as the supreme ruler. So we are certainly getting maneuvered down a rat hole. We've also got a bunch of economic news coming up. Without a growth plan, the EU faces financial Waterloo or destruction. Continuing, we got a bunch of other economic news. They now admit that the Obamacare plan has massively increased the price of insurance. Well, it was written by the insurance companies. I mean, it's a ripoff. It doesn't cover pre-existing. It's a ripoff, but it feels good, doesn't it? That's all coming up. And in closing, next hour, I will cover this in the towards the end of the next hour, and I will have a special on it, a lot of production going into it, to show examples of this tonight on InfoWars Nightly News. AP labeled racist for accurately transcribing Obama's speech. Our article went up on Drudge yesterday, red-linked. So we got about 1 million visitors from that. Thank you, Drudge, for covering real news. But I'm going to dovetail that with Hillary going to Kentucky talking like a hillbilly. You remember that. How about Rick Perry literally trying to talk like Slowpoke Gonzalez? All these politicians do it. But Obama, when he gets in front of a black audience, starts talking like he's Ice-T or something. And the AP's being called racist for transcribing what he actually said. And look, it's not about race. It's about people playing folks to be fools. They do it to everybody. I mean, I've seen Northerners come down here and put on a Texas accent. I've seen Southerners go up to New York and do it. It's as if somebody really wants to be talked down to and have their voice changed. I mean, it'd be like if I had we got a great guy from China that works here in my office, programmer, and I don't come over to him and then put on some stereotypical affected Asian voice when I talk to him. I just talk to him. He's a man. He's a human being. I find that insulting. I've been at like Mexican food restaurants with friends before, and a Hispanic, waitress brings over food, and they're like, "I would like a taco, please." And the people are just looking at you going, "What the?" I mean, but the point is, why do politicians do it? We're going to talk about that. Now, for the balance of this segment, for the next 12 minutes, I wanted to bring up somebody who hadn't been on with us for a few months, and probably 4 or 5 months. He is a sponsor, but the reason I've got him up here today is because he is the oldest and longest continually operated. Many claim they are. I've checked. He's the real deal. And the biggest storable foods manufacturer in the United States. Non-GMO, non-hybrid, and he's making it new every week with giant factories. You do not want, and I'm not bashing other folks, but I found eFoods over a decade ago looking because I kept buying stuff with additives and crud and MSG and 10 years old, repackaged. This is all fresh, fresh, fresh. But that's not why he's here. He's not here to even pitch the food at you. I wanted to get Steve on from eFoods Direct, Steve Shank, on because we're seeing commodities go up again. We're seeing the depression loom. And folks, we need to be prepared. We need to have fertile food. But the reason I've got him on is because I promised to have him back up, an update on, because he's buying food a year out. Food that hadn't grown yet, but in the futures. He's to try to keep prices low, he buys food a year out. He's buying the crop next year. Okay? Hadn't grown yet, but he's buying it, and he can give us exactly, as he predicted 5 years ago, already the huge inflation in food we've seen. In many cases, a doubling. And I didn't even hardly believe it then. Now he can give us an update of where we are right now. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's good to be aboard, Alex.
You know, I'm ranting about a lot of issues, but all of it ties into food. Where are you right now with your factories that I know can package millions of packages a week? Where are you on the futures?
Well, the problem with the future is we just had this last week. The reason I wanted to get back in touch with you is that we all of a sudden have just an instant jump in some of the basics, rice, beans, pasta, the grain, the wheat that they make pasta from, as a result of this ethanol thing, our bread wheat is being thrown into animal feed because it's now cheaper than corn as a result of the fact that ethanol has pushed the price of corn up and as a result has pushed up the price of gas. And we've just got this domino effect that's absolutely insane that you and I have talked about before.
Yeah, you predicted it. You predicted it 5 years ago. You predicted it 5 years ago.
The wheat going nuts. Everything is going up by 20% by the end of the month.
Wow. Okay, continue to break that down for us.
Well, what happens is when we've got things going on like the stock market, literally the stock market is crashing every other day. And it's recrashing, and what that means to the people out there is that companies are going to go under, jobs are going to be lost, and they won't be able to afford to buy the food that is already too expensive for like 40 million Americans that are on food stamps. And so this trend that we're seeing, this perfect storm with the stock market now affecting food prices, with the ethanol and the gas prices affecting food prices, and it's kind of interesting, Alex. The media came out and is wringing their hands over the shortage of pumpkins. Well, I hate to tell you this, but the same land that they grow pumpkins on, we actually need the food from, and that's been going downhill too because of all the flooding and also the droughts and everything that's going on with food production, not just in America but worldwide. So we've got the major population centers of the world, China, India, out farming the rest of the planet for anything they can get for food. And so that's what's causing this immediate jump. I mean, in 1 month's time, the pasta grains go up 20%, rice, beans, some of the basics, and then everything else is going up crazy too.
But you've been able to keep prices down.
When we tell people that they need to get going at anything that they can do to get in food. And what we did was this is just an aside, we told people to get their orders in because of the free shipping that we've got going on here for a short period of time. But the main thing is people have to look at this and say, we've got to get food in now, because exactly what you've been telling people is going to happen, what you and I have talked about, we've got the perfect storm, and those prices are starting to just absolutely skyrocket. And we thought they were bad before. Now they're absolutely insane.
And, Steve, the numbers I've seen are 47 million on full-time food stamps that are high-tech soup lines.
Yep.
And then if you add in people that have supplemental income to pay for their food, it's over 50 million are on some type of food assistance. And then if you count the number of children on the school lunch program, in fact, I forget that number. Guys, pull up school lunch program number of kids on it for me.
Well, it's absolutely insane.
It's some, but I mean, that's my point, Steve. That's my point here, though, Steve, is that we're 30 million, we're 300 million people in this country, and we're talking about 50 million of them are already in electronic food lines. And you've got all this global meltdown happening. I only promote what I believe in. And I think people need to call eFoodsDirect.com or go to eFoodsDirect.com's website and get your high-quality, affordable food today. Because I remember you for years telling listeners, and this stuff lasts more than 10 years, buy the food now before it goes up in price, which it has, and you'll be able to eat the food later and save money and beat inflation. And you've told me off record that a lot of people call you now and actually are out of work and stuff, and are glad that they did buy food from you a few years ago.
Well, and the interesting thing is, on the people on food stamps, Alex, those people are not unemployed. A high percentage of them are fully employed, and they still can't afford the food. So anytime they see any kind of an opportunity, like if there's something like free shipping, they need to take that money that they spend on shipping and putting into more food anytime they get a chance to get a special or a deal of any sort that they can afford. They need to grab it right now, because that's the way things are going. More and more people can't even afford the food, and it's just getting more exacerbated as this price increase keeps jumping up there.
Well, Steve, I've said it over and over again. A ant colony stores food. Squirrels store food. Wolves will bury part of the kill they don't eat in the snow and come back a month later and eat it. It is a fundamental instinct to save food. My grandparents did it on both sides, but more and in the Great Depression, major universities estimate 7 million people died of malnutrition and starvation over that decade. 90% of people lived in rural areas and were somewhat self-sufficient. Now 90%, right at 90, are urban. In fact, I saw a number last month that's now 91% are urban.
Yep.
So only 9% are on the land, and half of those are self-sufficient. We are on top of an incredible time bomb, and I hope we dodge this bullet, and we may. But for a lot of people, they haven't already. It is important to get storable food. And for those that don't know, one of the biggest costs of storable food is the shipping. Even if you buy it at a local place, it still had to be shipped there, unless you can drive to where it's produced and pick it up there. And this is even better than that. This is free shipping, which is a giant savings. Steve, tell folks about, in the last few minutes we've got, some of the different food plans you've got and the type of high-quality food we're talking about here.
Well, people can work with small amounts, whatever they need. They can work with a 3-month supply, a 6-month supply. A lot of folks are working with the year's supplies. But one of the most important things for folks right now are what we call the nutraversal foods that come in little pouches, that all they have to do is boil water. A 10-year-old can fix all this food, and it's completely free of the genetically modified stuff. It doesn't have hydrogenated oil. It's the cleanest food on the planet. It's the best tasting food on the planet. And literally, it will store almost indefinitely. We tell folks to use it within the first 15 years for best results. And the fact is that people can put together whatever they can and put in a savings account in food that literally, with what's happening with precious metals and things, people are moving from cash to precious metals and from precious metals to food right now. That's the way things are going, and that's the way that the world is forcing people to be, just for security.
Well, people need firearms. They need emergency equipment, emergency radios. They need food. They need water filters. It's very simple. We need to learn to not be dependent on government, because government has proven in history it can't and it won't protect you. And government itself, as you know, Steve, has been buying up most of the food, the emergency supplies out there, driving up the prices. The government is acting like they're digging in for Armageddon. We know it's the financial collapse. And so it's so important, and it's a win-win-win. Your sponsorship helps us get out the general word and information, and also then helps educate people about high-quality, storable foods, and then they also aren't dependent on the system. It's so important. So the website is foodsdirect.com, big banners at infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com, and there's also the toll-free number that's up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. For radio listeners, it's 800-876-0871, 800-876-0871. Is that the best phone number to give out, Steve?
That's absolutely wonderful. That's perfect.
Because I know you have a couple other numbers, too, but they all go to the same place. Again, that number one more time, folks, is 800-876-0871, 800-876-0871, or efoodsdirect.com. Oh, and I almost forgot, /Alex to get the free shipping. efoodsdirect.com/Alex, or tell them it's the radio special when you call the number to get the free shipping. What type of value are we talking about on the free shipping with the different packages, Steve?
Well, a lot of times people are saving literally hundreds of dollars because shipping has become, as a result of the ethanol and the gas push and the cost of shipping, shipping oftentimes becomes 10% or 15% of the value that people are ordering. And it's just absolutely insane that people have to spend so much on shipping just to get the food there.
800-876-0871 or eFoodsDirect, one word, letter E, foodsdirect.com/Alex or Alejandro. Again, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Steve Schenck, I look forward to speaking to you again in the near future, and hopefully the commodity prices do not continue to go up. I know you haven't had a price increase in a long time. Are you going to have a price increase soon?
We're working right now on inventories that we have contracted to keep the price down. I know we'll be forced to fairly soon, but the biggest thing is right now we've got the inventories. People really need to get everything they can get their hands on right now while they can still afford it.
They certainly do. Thank you, Steve Schenck. All right, folks, I just wanted to have Steve check in. I haven't been on this in about 4 months. Now that I think about it, I want to come back to your phone calls and see where that takes us on the other side of this quick break. Then we're going to get into the latest on election 2012, the economy, and a lot more. But first up, when we get back, we're going to talk to Lone Star Diva, Reverend Bruce, Dave, Nick, CJ, and others.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You notice Herman Cain was in the single digits, 4 or 5 percentage points. until Ron Paul began to power surge and Perry began to fade. In comes Kane. Now he can beat Obama, we're told. Why, he's the man. So he can then fade off later and Obama will end up getting in there. Turns out he's backed by Skull and Bones, put on the Federal Reserve Board. High-powered globalist. And so we're going to be at the bottom of the next hour talking about Herman Cain coming up. Lone Star Diva in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I haven't talked to you in a few years. I have beat my brains against the wall for 2 months, and I've come up with your kind of call to action to do something, and I've come up with a simple action list to become a delegate, and this is really the only way to get Ron Paul on the presidential ticket for November.
Absolutely. The devil's in the details, and that's where the globalists get us, so we've got to get into the details.
Okay, I've emailed this to you and your team, and I've also made a little video for YouTube that goes over this. It's 5 points. I can read them off fairly quickly.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, because, listen, people are used to call screeners, so what happens is people call me and then, like, want me to screen their call on air. Just go ahead and hit the points.
Okay. Number one, be registered to vote 30 days prior to your primary election. Ours in Texas is March 6th. Vote in the primary. Make sure they stamp your voter registration card. And also check for a listing on the wall at the poll when you go to vote for when the convention committee meets. And it'll be that night, probably. Number three, go back that night when the polls close for the meeting, which is usually at 7 p.m. now, and they may have posted that it's otherwise, but it has to be within, I think, 5 days now. Four, attend the precinct convention. That's that night, 7 p.m. Could only be you or up to 100 people, depending on the size of your precinct. Number five, and I have a footnote with this one, choose fellow Ron Paul supporters when voting for the precinct. Chair, secretary, sergeant-at-arms, and most importantly, the delegate to the county convention and their alternates. Number six, you got to follow through and attend the conventions you're selected for. Even if you're just an alternate, it's going to cost you a three-day stay in hotels, so start saving now.
The best way it should be is just say, folks, get out there and be Ron Paul delegates. Okay, and then serious people that actually want to try to save this country and the world are going to go out and find out. But that is very exciting. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and go to another caller here. I want to go quickly through these. Let's talk to Nick, who's listening on KOMY 1340 AM in California. Welcome, Nick.
Alex, thanks. I suppose it's flat earth to not report on Ron Paul. That's the way it's portrayed to me, as these network guys are not saying him. They might as well be taken off like a piece of cardboard.
No, and he's given the least amount of time.
It's possible.
In questions and in answers in the debates, and they keep, when they do talk about him, they say he can't win, which shows you he's the guy to vote for.
You know, talking about comics, when you first introduced Dewhurst to me, he was overriding some TSA bill. Immediately, Alex, you there?
Yes, sir.
I put him on a tip of the iceberg, and immediately, as I'm 52 years old, I put Bob Dole frozen inside the bottom part, his error. he's the guy you've been talking about all morning, about nobody did anything about. And now we're inconsequential. No, how he could even know what we do, you know, is go back not 100 years like Naomi says and study their actions, but just study the overrides of the last three decades. And this guy has been the greatest Sand Creek Indian killer of our time.
All right, man. I think I understood most of that. Interesting points. Either that's complex geometry poetry or I'm a turkey.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.